Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. With us this week from the Jaguar soccer program is sophomore goalkeeper Justice Stanford. Justice, appreciate your taking the time with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, we are recording this episode on a Wednesday that turns out to be the opening day of practice for you guys officially. So I know you've already been out in the field a little bit today. What did you see? What's the excitement level like as you start on a new season?
I think everybody's excited. Everybody's definitely excited to get their touches on the ball. At the beginning of the warm-up, everyone was kind of jumpy. We had music going and all kinds of excitement was just going on. But we haven't really done anything yet. Our technical session is at 4:30 today. So our first session was just running and a little touches on the ball here and there. But everybody's so pumped up for this tactical session that's about to come up.
Well, you have a real short amount of time. You have an exhibition match Monday night against LSU, which is 6 o'clock in Orange Beach. Does that put any pressure on you guys in terms of preparation or the amount of work you want to get done, that you got to do it so fast because you have actual competition within a week?
Yeah, most definitely. We're kind of crunching it together, especially because we have 10 new freshmen this semester. So we're kind of trying to get to know each other, trying to get the chemistry going, and we only have a little bit of time to do that before our first actual game. But I think we've got a good, solid team. I trust in the coaches that their recruitment went well and that we got everybody in that will do a great job, even the little time we do have.
You guys have reported here in the last couple of days and getting everyone back together. But for you, since the end of the spring semester, fill us in. What'd you do over the summer? Did you stay on campus, go home, compete, rest? What did your off season look like?
My off season was definitely mostly working out every single day. I didn't stay on campus, so I was home basically all 3 months. But I definitely did keep in shape. I played on a rec team. I played actually on the field. I didn't play as a goalkeeper, so I got little touches on the ball on my feet. But most of it was all about just working out, and I also worked as well to get a little extra money.
With season starting up here and officially it'll get underway on the 18th this month, but is it too early to kind of set goals and to know what your expectations are for your sophomore year? Is that something maybe you thought about while you were going through spring practice? Or is that something that'll happen and develop here in the next couple of weeks with practice and exhibitions before you open at Auburn?
We definitely have like expectations and goals, yes. But definitely we have to like have a good chemistry because we do have new players, but most of our goals is, to win, to come together as a team and to actually work hard and put our all into every single game. So that's what.
So the non-conference schedule for your program this year, season starts August 18th at Auburn, 6:30 kickoff. Come back a couple days later and play Florida State, who we played at home last year when they were the number one team in the nation. Got Alabama, got Mississippi State, a lot of big names from power conferences. Talk about that schedule, and for you guys as student athletes, does that excite you? You get pumped up about it? You think about what kind of challenge it presents, or do you just take everything one match at a time?
We're going to take everything one match at a time. Obviously, yes, those are big schools, but I mean, as I said before, I believe in our coaches that we did recruit well and that we'll be recruiting that us as a team now that we'll become back bigger and better. So, yes, of course, those are big teams, but honestly, we're going to take it as just another game. Don't take it as, oh, my God, we're playing Auburn. Like, oh, my God, this is going to, like, ooh. But, no, like, as we can beat them, like, we know we're capable of beating them. Hell, we beat Florida State last year, so.
Now, when you get into Sun Belt Conference play, you're coming off a year when you were a freshman. you were the backbone on defense of a team that won the regular season title and the tournament title, and knowing that that were the results in league last year, do you think that creates any kind of pressure to duplicate those feats, or is it more along the lines that you trust yourself and you know that you'll be competitive because you have a talented squad with you?
I mean, definitely, because I did set the standard high last year, but honestly, for myself, like, I know that I have to keep going, moving up towards, like, I did have shutouts for the longest, like, consecutive and everything, but that just, that doesn't really put pressure on me because I know my capabilities and I know what I'm capable of doing and how good I am.
When we, you know, we mentioned it before, you had time during the spring that you guys were officially practicing, played some exhibition matches, and then you were working out this summer. What were you working on? Where do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is what I want to improve?
Definitely during the summer I worked on running because I definitely needed to stay in shape. That's the one thing that was important to me, just staying in shape. Like, no, like, long distance only, like, exactly doing sprints out there and everything, because staying in shape is mostly important, and also keeping your muscle. So I did some weight workouts too, so I kept all my muscle up and just my strength, actually, and then my agility too.
Now, you keep talking about staying in shape, but as the goalie, you're probably going to do less running than your teammates on the field. So how does that help you in the net and in your role on the team?
Honestly, you still have to be in shape still. You still have to be quick on your feet and everything, and that agility helps as well. The strength part, I jump everywhere. I'm all over the ground. So just having that strength to build up that strength to actually, like, come out and get a ball off of a big forward, you know, just having that strength is good to have.
When you're playing well, what's the key? What do you do best that results in saves and shutouts and all those things?
Definitely just believing in my team and also talking. Everybody's position is talking, but most of my position is talking because I'm the one that sees the whole field. Not everybody gets to see what's behind them. Like, say the forwards don't see what's behind them, and I'm the one that sees the whole field. So most of the time I have to direct my teammates into the right spot, tell them when there's a play right next to them or anything, just help them build up to scoring.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Justice Stanford from the Jaguar soccer team. You're going into your sophomore year. So last year around this time when you reported to campus as a freshman, what were your expectations when it came to soccer?
My expectations were definitely just show them my ability to the coaches, because I am coming as a freshman. Like, you know, the first thought freshman that goes into their head is like, oh no, like, people are before me, like, I'm not going to get to play. But definitely me coming in, I had the strength and, like, the confidence in myself to know, like, of my ability, and to know that, you know, I do have the ability to be a starter. I do have the ability to play every game, you know, have these shutouts, and it led me to having consecutive shutouts last season.
So you did find your way in the starting lineup early. Your second career start at the collegiate level, you faced the number one team in the nation. You remember what kind of your emotions were, what your mindset was when you took the field before kickoff that day?
I remember I was definitely so nervous because that was my first game I played actually starting. And I remember coaches told me, like, the day before, like, you're starting this game. And I was like, okay, so I mentally had to prepare myself that night, like, and I just thought to myself, just teach this as a regular game. Don't teach this as, oh my God, they're the number one team in the country. Just play this as a regular game. You know your capabilities. You know that you're good. And just, I was definitely nervous, though. I remember that.
Well, as you've mentioned, it turned out you ended up starting 18 matches last year. Had a 0.78 goals against average, 10 shutouts. That included more than 630 consecutive minutes there early in the season. Led the Sun Belt Conference in goals against average, shutouts. You were nationally ranked in both categories. Were you surprised at what you accomplished at the end of the year when you go look at that and see those statistics and results?
Yeah, I was definitely surprised. Like, I wasn't really keeping up with it at the moment. Like, I would see, like, stuff on Twitter, like, saying, oh, you're ranked this and you're ranked that. I was like, wow, like, I never would have thought. Like, that's so amazing just knowing me. Like, I was like, wow, that's honestly amazing just being as a freshman and getting those rankings and everything else and those shutouts.
So, you know, we talked about that you're able to have some success right away. But when you look back now, how much do you think you improved during the season, if at all?
I think I did improve a lot. Definitely we had Chris McBride as my coach and at the last when I was a freshman. But he definitely taught me a lot of things. I definitely had to work on my – I have a little bit of tendency of being lazy, but I had to work on that. And I feel like I improved through the whole season.
So tell us, if you don't mind, and you can recall that far, when did you start playing soccer and what drew you to the sport?
I started playing soccer when I was 7. I don't remember what drew me to the sport. I just remember me going out in the field and my mom was holding my hand and I was crying and I was so scared. So, yeah, that's I started playing when I was 7.
Perfect mindset for a goalkeeper, right? You go out there crying and scared, and you know you're gonna have balls fired at you, so it seems like you're in the right frame of mind.
See, I didn't start out as a goalkeeper, so when I started playing soccer, I was actually a forward. And I remember it was maybe like a year or two into my soccer career, and the goalkeeper got hurt or something happened, so they threw me in there. I was good, so that's when I became a goalkeeper.
Were there any other sports when you were younger that you played or were interested in, or has it always been soccer first and foremost for you?
Nope, I played basketball. I played basketball when I was younger too, when I was 7 as well. And then I played basketball my freshman all through middle school, and then my freshman year of high school. And then my freshman year of high school, I had to pick between soccer or basketball because the sports intertwined. Well, of course, I love soccer more, so I went with that.
At what point did you start thinking about, I want to play in college? Maybe, hey, scholarship might be possible. Do you remember when in the process you did that?
Yes, I do. I think it was when... So there's thing called ECNL. It's where you have the college recruitments. Before I went on to the ECNL team, like, actually, like, people were telling me, like, you could actually go to college and have – with your ability, you can go to college and get a scholarship. So when I got on ECNL and I saw these, like, colleges interested in me, that's when I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to college and playing soccer for them.
Visiting this week with Justice Stanford on Inside JAG Nation. You're from the Colony, Texas. Went to high school at the Colony High School. You also played a lot of club soccer in the Dallas area. Tell us what the difference was between playing in high school and playing in club.
Playing in high school was actually more laid back. It's not as tense as you would think it was. Club was definitely more intense. Like, you had nationals and everything else. Like, of course, high school you did too, but for ECNL it was more like people that had same ability as you, like the higher setting. In high school you really just had kind of, it was all different people. Like, people just wanted to play soccer, so they would come in and play. Like, it wasn't everybody was set at the same level. Right. So definitely ECNL Select was more competitive.
And that might explain, because when you look at your bio, we've talked, you know, you're a goalkeeper here. You talked about making the switch to goalkeeper earlier in your youth career, but you were an offensive player of the year in high school. So I guess you were. I guess you had the ability under the circumstances to play both goalie and in the field.
Yes, yes, and I did, and I was the highest scorer on the high school team. So, yeah, I definitely would not be able to do that in club soccer. So that's kind of like your little rankings on the select in high school. So.
How did you first hear about South Alabama and the program? And who else recruited you as you were, once you figured out you wanted to play in soccer?
So at first I was committed to Arkansas University. Things didn't work out there, and my coach brought South Alabama to my attention that they needed a goalkeeper, that Graham needed a goalkeeper. And that's when I got in contact with y'all and came down here for a visit, and I absolutely loved it and just came to be a Jaguar.
So after the Arkansas, I mean, there was just not, it was pretty direct then. I mean, and like, what do you find that you love? Was it the campus, the coaches, the future teammates? What impressed you the most that said, because you could have looked somewhere else after that, but it sounds like you didn't.
Yeah, definitely. I just love the team chemistry. Most colleges soccer team girls, you hear about how freshmen go in and they're just mean and rude to all the freshmen. Well, when I came here, I didn't feel like that. I felt like it was a good, solid team. I feel like people didn't really know about South Alabama back then, but definitely, like, y'all were ranked pretty higher than a lot of higher schools, so people didn't really know. But yeah, the team chemistry and the coaches and everything, just I loved it, and the atmosphere.
So everything keeps on track. You're heading into your sophomore season, so there is plenty of college soccer to be played for you. Have you thought about long-term soccer goals, anything potentially beyond the collegiate career, or is it too early to put your mind to that?
I've definitely thought about it. Not too focused on it right now. It's just with me, it's whatever happens, happens. If I do get an opportunity to go play professional, then I definitely probably would. But for right now, I'm just focused on collegiate level and just my career in the future.
Still majoring in biology?
Yes, I am still majoring in biology.
Is that something that caught your attention once you got here, or is there a plan in place of what you want to do with that degree once you get beyond soccer and into a professional career?
I definitely wanted to go in the medical field all my life, so biology was a good fit. Now I want to become a physician's assistant, and a lot of the biology major has those prereqs in it, or nurse practitioner, so I always wanted to go the medical route, so I'm going to be either one of those.
Well, you grew up in and out, in and around Dallas. You've been in Mobile for more than a year. You visited some places with trips. I mean, it might not be as long when you spend a weekend somewhere with a team, but do you want to go home when you get done playing? Do you want to stay in Mobile? Do you want to move somewhere you've never lived before? Or have you too early to say that you've thought about that?
Do you mean like when I graduate? Just whatever comes my way is what I'll probably do. I probably won't stay in Mobile. I'll probably go home and figure out what my future plans are.
This week's guest on Inside Jag Nation is soccer goalie Justice Stanford. Know you have practice coming up here shortly, but before we let you go, I want to fire some questions at you. First thing that comes to mind, and the first question I'll ask is, I know there's not a lot of this, but when you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
I love hanging out with friends, or I'm very independent, so I love just chilling by myself or watching a movie or watching TV.
What's your favorite sport outside of soccer?
I love watching basketball.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
The Chiefs game. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan for football, so that was definitely exciting because we broke records for being like the loudest stadium in America or something like that. So I was definitely there for that.
Who were they playing that day?
I really do not remember.
Yeah,
it was maybe 2 years ago. So,
Just caught up in the atmosphere you helped create. Nice. If you got one athletic event you've never been to but you want to go, what's the top of your list?
I definitely want to go to a U.S. Women's National Game soccer team game.
If you're going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
I want to go to Greece or I want to go to Mexico.
One of them sounds like it'd be easier than the other. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Love and Basketball.
Favorite musical artist?
Chris Brown.
And years down the road, when you're done playing soccer and you're working in the medical field and a Hollywood producer decides, what an interesting story we've got here. I'm going to make a movie about this. What actress plays the lead role of Justice Stanford in that movie?
See, I've never really thought about that. I don't know, really. I don't know.
Well, we're gonna have to come back and maybe visit with you later in the year. You watch some movies. Maybe someone will jump out at you.
Yeah, most definitely.
This week's guest on Inside Jag Nation has been Justice Stanford from the Jaguar soccer team. First exhibition game Monday, 6 p.m. in Orange Beach against LSU. First home exhibition Friday the 11th, 7 p.m. against Ole Miss at the Cage. Regular season starts on Friday the 18th this month, 6:30 p.m. at Auburn. Wish you the best of luck going forward this year. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!